Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. With the number of COVID-19 infections falling across much of Massachusetts, is it time to end mask mandates and begin a transition to some kind of new normal? It's a question that many communities are beginning to grapple with. It's not just about science. It's about how the science should inform public policy, and it's not straightforward. City officials in Worcester will vote tonight on the question whether to lift a citywide mask mandate that's been in place for the past 5 months. The city manager, Edward Augustus Jr., and the city's medical director will recommend at tonight's Board of Health meeting that the city end the mandate effective February 18th. And Worcester isn't the first to take on this action. Lowell, Beverly, and Mansfield are among other Massachusetts communities to drop mask mandates. In a moment, we'll hear from Michael Hirsch, medical director for the city of Worcester. But first, Professor Lenny Marcus joins us. He's founder and director of the Program for Healthcare Negotiation and Conflict Resolution at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And Lenny Marcus, thanks for joining us. It's good to have you.
Anthony, thank you. Thank you for having me on board.
What are you sort of observing and thinking about as communities begin to grapple with this question? What should we be keeping in mind?
Well, I think on one hand, Anthony, everyone would like to stop wearing a mask. They're uncomfortable. They don't really open good lines of communication. It's wonderful to see people's smiling faces. So I think we all would like to get beyond these mask requirements. The problem is we shouldn't take off our masks. We shouldn't pull back on some of the public health measures that we've been doing until the numbers support that more relaxed approach. Most importantly, we want to get to the other side of COVID-19, and we're only going to do it if we're together, engaged in every measure we can to reduce the spread of the disease.
Right. So speaking of those numbers, I'm looking right now at numbers from the Massachusetts Department of Health. 7-day average of COVID-19 confirmed cases, trending down, way down, and really almost as low as we were, in early September. 7-day weighted average percent positivity is down. 7-day average of hospitalizations is coming off of a peak but heading down. And the 7-day average of confirmed deaths also off of a peak but heading down. Would you like to see those numbers further down, or how should we be interpreting those?
I'd like to see them further down because we've seen in the past, as we compare one state to another, those states that were overly eager and lifted the constraints and lifted the restrictions too soon, then had another upswing in the number of cases. So if we're patient, and it will require some patience, if we're patient, we can get those numbers really down to the point where it's much less risky for us to be out and about. I'm just concerned that there are places that are getting a little bit ahead of the curve and therefore could inadvertently create a situation where in which those cases go back up.
Well, Professor Marcus, stand by if you would be so kind as to do that. I want to talk very briefly to Dr. Michael Hirsch. He's medical director of the city of Worcester, and he joins us now. Dr. Hirsch, good to have you.
Nice to be on board.
So I understand that you will recommend to the Board of Health tonight that Worcester end its mask mandate. Is that correct?
Yes.
And tell us why.
We have projected out to the 18th of February. We think that at that point, our community positivity rate, our wastewater information, our number of cases per day, and our hospitalizations are all going to be continuing to plummet as they have almost by half each week. And that was the consideration that we had to put into play in talking to the city manager. There's a lot of mental health stresses in the area that have led to a lot of disquietude about continuing mandates. We're not suggesting that people who want to wear a mask should not continue to wear a mask. We're recommending that people that are immune compromised or live with people that have immune compromise continue to wear a mask. We're recommending that the unvaccinated continue to wear a mask. but we feel that with 51,000 cases of COVID in our city and the additional 61% vaccination rate, we are in fairly safe position to do this rescission.
And what kind of response have you had so far from, well, for example, from the medical community? Have you gotten feedback from the medical community? And if so, what?
Well, I have a think tank of infectious disease epidemiologists, virologists that I've been using since the beginning of the pandemic. We're very blessed with our medical community in Worcester, and they're all supportive of the idea that we, you know, carefully looking at the data until that time, that the 18th will be a safe date to do this. If it's not, we will pull back. But we know that the Board of Health is meeting today, and they don't normally meet again until the first Monday of next month. And we thought that with school vacation week coming up, there were a lot of very pleasant things about the notion of releasing this constraint on people if we could get it done before that week started.
Sure. Now, it's my understanding that if the mask requirement is lifted, it's still going to apply on public transportation and a number of other spaces in Worcester. Is that right?
Yes, public transportation in our airport. And the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is in charge of the school system. So that mandate is in place until the 28th, and there's not much we can do with that. But the city manager also has been in discussions along with me with our 11 colleges in the region, and they all have a vaccination rate of well over 95%. So the thought there is that if they have that close-knit community, that they can remove their masks essentially tomorrow if the Board of Health agrees. And there's been a lot of mental health issues in the college community around town, as you may have heard from the WPI situation. So we'd like to alleviate some of that. This is not the most wonderful, jolly time of year in the dog days of February. So
right.
That's a consideration for us. It's hard to quantify, but we think it's the right one.
One more question, Dr. Hirsch, and I'm glad you brought up vaccination rates, because I'm reading that Worcester's vaccination rate is actually pretty low relative to state numbers. 60% of residents are fully inoculated. Only 43% have been boosted. Does that concern you as you consider loosening mask regulations?
It certainly is not where we want to be, and we're continuing to really push on getting more vaccines in arms, particularly in our younger people, because we're going to use February vacation week as a big push in the school systems to get the age range between 5 and 17 upgraded. It does have a big effect on our judgment, but at the same time, we also know so many people, unfortunately, got Omicron that we think that number is augmented by some natural immunity that's going on right now. And people that even can't get their vaccinations now because of the proximity of their infection. So we think that there's more protection out there than just those numbers.
Gotcha. Dr. Michael Hirsch, Medical Director for the City of Worcester, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck to you. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's our pleasure. Back with us is Professor Lenny Marcus. He's the founder and director of the Program for Healthcare Negotiation and Conflict Resolution at the Harvard T.H. Chan of Public Health. And Professor Marcus, what did you hear there from Dr. Hirsch? Did that sound like a reasonable calculation that he's making?
It absolutely did. They're making their decisions based on the data. They're making decisions based on public health considerations, and they vary from community to community. They're not being made based on politics. So they're looking at a group of epidemiologists and virologists, providing them those recommendations. That's the way we're supposed to be making decisions in this country. And of course, it's very local, and it's great to hear that Worcester is taking such a careful approach.
I guess the one question that I had, and you heard me ask it, is with only 60% of residents fully inoculated, I don't know, I mean, make me feel better about this, but my instinct would say that seems like, that number seems awfully low to be encouraging people to take off their masks.
Well, that's a red flag as well. Though, as Dr. Hirsch commented, there is some natural immunity that's growing in the community. Again, they've got a group of specialists that have a real clear picture on what's going on in that community. There is some risk, and I think each individual also has to make their decision about what I'm going to do, because each of us have our own profile of risk, depending on any other medical conditions you might have, depending on your age. For example, if you're living with or engaged with someone who's very old who might be immunocompromised, each one of us has our own individual profile. And so we make our own individual decisions. And then, of course, we have the recommendations that that are coming from within our community.
I want to ask you as well about this balance. It feels like we're almost looking for this sweet spot. We often talk about making these decisions based on the science, but it's not just the science, it's how science should inform public policy. So, for example, we heard Dr. Hirsch talking about the negative effects of requiring people to stay masked up as well. So you sort of have to balance those issues with the hardcore scientific numbers. Can you just talk a little bit about that delicate balancing act there?
I think it's important for all of us to acknowledge that we have two crises going on simultaneously. One of them is a public health crisis. It's about COVID. It's the pandemic. It's exactly these numbers of cases that we're seeing. It's vaccinations. Mm-hmm. There's another crisis that we're having as well, and that's a mental health crisis. And that has affected different age groups in different ways. Their considerations regarding people being isolated. Their considerations about people feeling hopeless. And that is a crisis in and of itself. It's exacerbated by everything that we're seeing in COVID. And so medical experts, taking all of that into account, both the public health and the mental health crisis, have to make informed and very careful decisions. And with that, help guide each individual in how I can best cope with both COVID and my own mental health considerations. And I think it's another way that we can come together as a community and truly be there for one another. This has been a really, really stressful time. And anything that we can do to create the kind of community and caring for one another is absolutely critical right now.
Right. Last question. We heard there from Dr. Hirsch in Worcester. We mentioned that other towns, Lowell, Beverly, Mansfield, among other Massachusetts communities, dropping a mask mandate. Are you getting the sense that we're not that we're getting close to the end of this pandemic, but that we're getting closer to some sort of new normal? I mean, I'm not sure what I would call it at this point, because I feel like anytime we say we're turning a corner, something new comes out of nowhere. But how are you thinking about where we are right now?
Anthony, I think you're right. We have to be ready for the fact that we come to a certain point, and there's a lot of disease out there. There can be new variants that hit us. We've got to be prepared for that. I like to think of it as the next normal. What's it going to be like for us to live with some lingering COVID in our environment? What's it going to be like for us to reconstruct our social structures, get back together? How is work going to be different on the other side of this pandemic? So I like to think about it in terms of getting beyond our current COVID crisis and doing repair work there to our public health infrastructure, because we've got to be ready for whatever hits us next. And then also to provide mental health support to people as we're coming out of our cocoons. And then creating a very different life for ourselves now. We're working differently. We're going to school differently. Zoom has become part of our life. We can be resilient. And I think the next set of questions are about being resilient and prepared for whatever hits us next.
All right. Resilience seems like a good word to end there. That was Professor Lenny Marcus, founder and director of the Program for Healthcare Negotiation and Conflict Resolution at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Lenny Marcus, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me.